preview of JWST metallicity studies at cosmic noon, the first detection of auroral O2 emission at high redshift by Ryan L. Sanders et al. We present ultra-deep Keck, MOSFIRE rest optical spectra of two star-forming galaxies at Z equals 2.18 in the cosmos field with bright emission lines, representing more than 20 hours of total integration. The fidelity of these spectra enabled the detection of more than 20 unique emission lines for each galaxy, including the first detection of the auroral O2, UL7322. 7,332 lines at high redshift. We use these measurements to calculate the electron temperature in the low ionization O+ zone of the ionized ism and derive abundance ratios of O, H, N, H, and N, O using the direct method. The N, O and alpha, Fe abundance patterns of these galaxies are consistent with rapid formation timescales and ongoing strong starbursts, in accord with their high specific star formation rates. These results demonstrate the feasibility of using auroral O2 measurements for accurate metallicity studies at high redshift in a higher metallicity regime previously unexplored with the direct method in distant galaxies. These results also highlight the difficulty in obtaining the measurements required for direct method metallicities from the ground. We emphasize the advantages that the JWST near-spec instrument will bring to high redshift metallicity studies, where the combination of increased sensitivity and uninterrupted wavelength coverage will yield more than an order of magnitude increase in efficiency for multiplexed auroral line surveys relative to current ground-based facilities. Consequently, the advent of JWST promises to be the beginning of a new era of precision chemical abundance studies of the early universe at a level of detail rivaling that of local galaxy studies. This was a preview of JWST metallicity studies at cosmic noon, the first detection of auroral O2 emission at high redshift by Ryan L. Sanders et al.